So first, can you tell us your name and where you are from and what you do?
私の名前は小町です。
My name is Komachi. I'm from Tokyo, but right now I'm living in the Bay Area. It's called Hayama. And I'm doing rap music and then also singing. And then also I'm a mother of child.
あとは子育てをしているマダでもママでもあります。はい。
When did you first hear about hip hop?
Maybe 15 years old.
Nice. And where did you hear it from?
I don't know the place, but I heard Lonely Hill.
Mm. Mm. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Miseducation.
Yeah, yeah.
So what did you think when you listened to Lauryn Hill for the first time?
I felt so much energy and strong power of the woman. そしてなんか憧れた, admired.
Mm. Who influenced you to start writing raps or writing lyrics or rhymes?
So many, many rappers. だけども、日本語ラップの、ライムスターとか、ナイトロマイクロフォンアンダーグラウンドとか、ブルーハーブという、はい、アーティストいて、その他たくさん。
Many others.
I want to ask you about when did you start rapping as Komachi?
I was 20 years old, maybe around 20.
Thanks. So how old are you now?
34.
34. Mm. Okay, great. So you've been at it for a while. That's great.
From the time when you started rapping as Komachi to now, do you think that female representation in hip hop has grown in Japan?
すごい、とても増えたと思います。
How so? Like, how has it grown?
私が、メジャーデビューする前、
When I made the major debut, there were, even like before that, there were few like female rappers, but at that time there was like atmosphere that's like only the male rappers are admitted in the society. And so like it was some kind of like people's perception was like female rappers are kind of like not shameful or like something like, embarrassing. Like that women's voice and then in the Japanese language and then doing rapping is like even some kind of like a different sense you feel, you know, like you, it's not your place or something. And so like people are not like a kind of like not teasing, but it's like laughing or looking down weird. Yeah, like looking down. And so like there was, you know, that kind of atmosphere was here. But so like I just wanted to change that. That sense. And so that's why I was trying really hard. I worked hard and then I made the major debut and then I just showed that, you know, like I can do it, like a female can do it in all over Japan. And what I, you know, like a female rapper also can do like something cool. And in America is also like there used to be a strong women. Rappers were like a more strong women, right? But now it's Iggy Azalea and Nicki Minaj is still strong, but there are more like a cute girls, like, you know, they can be like a models doing laps. So like then now the situation has been changed, like normal regular girls can do like normally laps or something like that. So even before me was that she mentioned that's why maybe that was the one of the reason that it was kind of hard for the Japanese female to rap.
みたいな感覚があったからやりづらかったのかなっていう気もする。
So, Komachi, can you talk to us a little bit about your history with B-Boy Park?
2005年に
Yeah, well, so like in 2005 when I participated in B-Boy Park, that time I didn't write other MC battle anymore at that time already. So I was thinking like if I can be within the first top three, then I was going to stop participating there. So like for me, it was the last MC battle that I was going to participate. And in that time, like all of them, all the participants were men and then I was the only woman. And so there, this about MC battle was took place in Ryogoku Kokugikan. It's like a small stadium, like the most famous small stadium in Japan. And then I think like the BB Park organizer didn't even think that a female will participate in this battle. So that's why they chose this place as for the battles, right, venue. But like the in sumo is like traditionally and historically it's been like prohibited for a woman, any woman can be inside, cannot be inside the ring. So and then like at that time, like I remained until the finals. And so the final was from the beginning, they had decided like a final has to be in the ring, in the ring. So now they had to discuss about if, because they might have to suspend the battle because they cannot put the female in the ring. And then, but after all, they decided as a special case that this time it's not the sumo wrestling, so like they can, she could be there. But wearing like a high heel might take their this holy soil, so that's why she had to, that was the only condition that I have to took off my high heels. And then I had, you know, so like I went there for the finals with the bare feet. Yeah. And then, well, as a result, I was the second.
So, で裸足で決勝に大会に出たという、まあ、結果は2位だったですけれども、はい、そんなことがありました。
You lost. Did they throw the zabuton? Okay, that's great. That's an amazing story. So, can you talk to us about what kind of challenges you faced as a woman coming up in like a male-dominated music scene like hip hop is?
私は結構鈍感、なんて言うんだろう、すごくいい意味で、なんて言うんだろう。
I think like, well, I'm not kind of like insensitive, you know, like in a good way. So like as a Japanese, I'm not like a compared to other Japanese people. I don't read their ear, you know, like surrounding. So like that's why like I never felt that so hard or like something challenging. But I hear a lot from like many female rappers that they were, how to say, like said something like sexual harassment things. And then also like some people say like, oh, you know, you female, you know, you student rap, or and then they felt really like a bitter feelings, and then also like they cried. But for me, like, well, I didn't have any like not how to say like a specially hard time or the challenging. Like I was okay. But talking about like the hip hop industry, well, so like a rapper, DJ, and then dancer, like unity as a hip hop world industry is okay. But in the when we talk about the music industry, like major labels, it's, you know, like I have been like independent as a female rapper, I have been working, and then now with the major labels, like all the adult male staff started to surround me, right? And then it was hard that they didn't accept my opinions or like what I want to argue with. So like they have like everybody decided without me, and so like my opinion was not taken into consideration. So like, well, sometimes they didn't even let me participate in the meetings, and so I saw like I just felt that they didn't respect me. And so that's why I didn't like that I couldn't control myself when I have to express something. So I just quit the major music industry, and then right now I'm doing like my self rebel, that's the which I can control myself. Yeah.
No, so in the music industry, wa mo yamete jibun de nante no kana control dekiru you ni self control dekiru you na jibun no label o ima wa yatte jibun de yatte imasu.
And so like, well, about the raps, like in doing rap in Japanese language, it's like talking about the grammar. For example, in America, it's like if you say, I love coffee, it's I love coffee, even like male or the female, it's the same thing. But in Japanese, if a male say like, I love coffee, it's like, ore kohi suki da ze, it's like the male word. And so like, if woman says that, it doesn't sound correct, right? That's a female, is like a female word. Like, atashi kono kohi suki. So like something, it was something new that I tried, that was challenging. It's like in Japanese language, and the female can make it in like the sounds of a female, like sounds like a female, and the way of talking, it's, that was like a new challenge, I think. That's what I was trying. And well, so like yo, I didn't use it, but something like a try to express like a femininity. And so that's, I think, like a different point from American rap, because in America, it's like both genders use the same words. Yeah. And then also like about the topics, when I decided to make the music, is like men, usually like male, their raps were like a male talk about the male things, right? So like now I was like try to make the song of like a female's point of view going to a club or something like that. And then also about the love relationships, is like that's the male never say, but like a female's you know, talk about the loves. That was my challenge that I have been doing.
Yeah.
Who are some female artists and MCs in Japan that we should celebrate and we should highlight that maybe people don't know about?
Like in my album, Jomon Green, yeah, there is a, well, she's there too, MC Misty. She's a very interesting person. She started rap from when she was 42 years old. So like she's like a challenging woman. And she also works as their shrine staff. Yeah. And then also, so that's a very interesting person. And Tsubaki.
And that's amazing. She's 42 and started. It's awesome. So can you tell us about Queen's Room Records? Since you went back to being independent, you know, can you tell us how you started Queen's Room Records?
So the first thing that I published was this book, like a picture book and a CD. It's called The Boy Calls the Sun. And so before that, when I was, I think like, well, the people buy the music from iTunes or something is like distributed, that's okay. And then I also buy myself too. But when I published this one, it was like 2011. And even before that, when I was in the major label, and then there were like people surrounding me were always like worrying about like how much downloads they can, you know, like we can get, or even like ringtones, how many ringtones like we can get. So like I was really tired with, or like fed up with like this kind of things. So like from there, I just on the contrary, like I wanted to make something that I can get it in my hand and then see it, like people can get it in their hand and then see it. That's I wanted to make it. And moreover, 2011 was the year of the disaster in Tohoku, in the north. And then also there was an accident of like the nuclear plant. So like that time I was kind of like start thinking about the value of the things, like, and like rethought about the value of the things. So like it's more like the importance of the like connection of the feelings in between people and people. Like it's not something material, but more like connection, feelings, or the love, or that kind of things. So like this is for like a picture book. It's for kids, but also for adult people. And the content is about like parents of this boy gets kind of like a disease. It's called American Dream. And well, they just stopped and couldn't move. Like, how to say, they kept still, like, opening their eyes, like his parents. So, like, this boy started to asking all the people how to cure his parents' disease. And then at the end, like, he called the sun and became the sea. And then, like, at the end, it's like, well, so we have to go back to the origin of of the human beings. And if, well, I heard that's the origin of the human being was Africans. So that's why they become an African too. So that's kind of like interesting things. And then the CD has like a hip hop music, but also Afrobeat and jazz and so on. So publishing this was the first step.
あの、聞いて回って最後は本当の太陽を呼ぶみたいので、そう、最後はなんか海、全て海になって、お母さんたちも元に戻っていくという、あの、まあその人類の原点がアフリカだっていうことも最後絡めて、なんかそこに原点に戻るという意味で最後 アフリカになってるのがちょっと面白い感じなんだけど、そうで、まあCDもそこに一緒に入れて、まあこれはあのヒップホップビーツですけど、あの、いろんな、まあアフロビーツとかR&Bとかジャズとか。So
the next question I have is about Jomon Green. So I want to ask you how that album came about and where did you get the idea for Jomon Green?
まず最初に縄文というキーワードに、まあもともともちろん知っていたんですけど、縄文時代って。
First, like the word Jomon was the keyword, and then of course, like Jomon era was I studied in the school, so I knew the word, and well, Jomon era was the oldest time of the culture was developed in Japan, like the most ancient time that the culture developed. So of course, you know, like I studied and then I knew the word, but the beginning of last year, I saw the picture of the earthware vessel. It's called the Kaendoki, and that was like one of the earthware of the Jomon era. And when I saw that picture, it like sparkled the idea. That, and then I felt that like this vibration, I saw like, well, this today's time, like it is needed. That's I felt. And so I was very interested, and then I studied more about it. So like I found that it was the Jomon era was that there was no war for more than 10,000 years. Like nobody has found any bones that the, of the people who died from the conflict, or like they didn't find any like trace of their battles. So like after Jomon era, there was like some trace. You could see that there were like dig the holes around the surrounding the house in order to avoid their enemies. And then also this earthware is like this one that's her pictures is like completely naked. And then that afterwards there is another figure. It's called Haniwa, but Haniwa has like the protection suits, kind of. So like from that point also we can see like the Jomon era there was no war. And that's one point. And then the second point is that that time was like before the rice cropping or the rice making was started. So like people were living only like harvesting of the day, like what they need on the day. So which is like we call it like a sustainable society. So they were living in naturally in that sustainable society. That's the second point. And then the third point is that like Jomon era was the female was the center of everything. Like it's called the maternal society. And so like everybody like get together surrounding the mother. And then this earthware also is like the female shape, right? And so like that time, like when they worship or the respect were like goddess or the females. So I saw like that message was really interesting. And then still there were so many things that is unknown. So like I can just use this get the inspiration and then can spread like freely from like my imaginations. So I just get the image of connecting with the universe, and then that's how I just put into my songs.
すごく楽しいなと思って、でなんか私は勝手にすごく宇宙となんか刀剣なんかこうインスピレーションで宇宙とこうコネクトしていったような イメージもあって、そういうことをすべてこうまとめて曲ができてきてっていう。
So what inspired you to write the song Woman?
As I mentioned before, like it's like a maternal society or the goddess. Well, those are ideas that were the base. But rather than talking about that time of the German era, I just wanted to cross over the ancient time and then also the women of today. And so like, it's not, I don't mean that to tighten like a women has to be like this. And I think it's okay that, you know, there are some people who has like a male body, but their mind is like a female. So I think that's fine too. Including myself, I think like I just wanted to explore the power that women who are living in this society. So what, you know, like the message is that the women doesn't have to adjust themselves to the society. Like adjusting and like twisting, you know, like themselves, but they can just show the femininity as they are. That was my message.
ねじ曲げたり、しなくてもありのままのその自分の女性らしさを出していいっていうメッセージを、はい。
And in Japan, you know, there's a population problem that is becoming smaller.And I think some part of it is because women have to choose either a career or family. So do you think that choice is changing a little bit?
もちろん女性が
I think、there are many women who wants to work at the same time to rear children. But、in some part of like a social system is not arranged yet. So like for example, even they want to work and then also have a child, but there is not many nursery school for the children that they can leave the children.、we call it the 待機児童 is like the children who are waiting for to enter. So like, well, evenThey want to do like both things, but they can't. So like, I think this point should be like reformed.
Do you think because hip hop is a genre from outside of Japan that it can be used to empower women to change Japanese gender norms?
I think like, well, here in Japan is like a female are quite kind of tied to the norms. Yeah, but so like when I go to America or like I hear like American hip hops, and then I always feel like, oh, the, you know, like there are females over there are very free and they're very lively. So like the Japanese women who don't know, not many women in Japan don't know much about theirhip hops, so like they have to be like struggling themselves, like, you know, like, oh, the female has to be like this. So if I think like they know more about like hip hops and then they can see like, you know, they can be very freely and then they can positively admit who they are, and so that they can be open. So I think like it's, you know, you're right that it's quite a good influence.
So do you think there's a difference in Japan?Between people who like real hip-hop music and culture and people who just like hip-hop fashion?
やっぱ私、これ私なりの考え方だけど、やっぱ本当にヒップホップを求める人ほど、やっぱりこの、まあ、ファッションとかじゃなく、このその人のなんか魂から
Well, this is like just my way of thinking, but I think like well, for those people who are seeking the real hip-hop, they were not looking for just the fashions, but they are living from like the bottom of their soul, you know, like really. It's not like they are not moved by the fashions, but they have been like expressing from their souls. And it is called like a style wars happening here, but I think like for thoseWho really likes the hip hop, like they are polishing their own styles. So those like, well, there of course there are people who likes only like fashions, follow the fashions, but they don't understand the real meaning of the lyrics. But they have like they put the tattoos or the weird piercings and doing like just like pretending like rappers, that kind of like party people.
Rapper のっぽい格好してる。って感じのパーティーピープルもいると思う。So,
recently, I not wear like hip hop fashion, but なんかそこのコア、あの do it myself だったり、あの自分のソウミュージック、それはあのずっとキープしてる。
So I want to ask you, what do you wish Americans knew about Japanese hip hop that they probably don't know?
あれかな、ライミングを知ってることは知ってるのかな、あの
とジャパニーズラップは例えばとあの日本語の話の時はなんとかしますとかなんとかですで絶対終わるけど、ラップの時はなんとかかんとかの、
yeah, so like about Japanese culture we didn't like about some of like the poetry that they used to rhyming, but now it's like I think like an American or the English speaking rappers, they don't know that they're in Japan, like there they don't rhyme like in the poetries, right? Like so poetry, yeah, like it's a new culture, she said, like from with the rap music we started to rhyme.
日本はラップだけにある、そのあまあ、昔古いこなんか詩とかにももちろんあるものもあるんだけれど、あの例えばユナイテッドステイツのイングリッシュラッパーは、普通の例えばラップじゃないポエトリーとか、あのオールドポエツとかでもライミングするでしょ、でも日本のでは昔の詩とかではしてないけれど、日本語のラップで初めてインロングライミングとかを考え出した新しいカルチャーになっているので、そういうのが生まれているということも面白いと思うし。
So I want to ask you, what is your favorite current female MC or DJ or B-girl?
Rhapsody かな。
And so the last question I have is there any message that you want to send to an American audience?
Yeah, well, I think like German Green, you can hear like anywhere in the world. So, and then there is one song, it's called Water. It's like entire lyrics are written in English, so I just want the people to listen at least once. And then also I want them to, how to say, like people to feel the Japanese ancient vibrations. And then also I want them to know about the presence of rap music, of Japanese language rap music.
感じてもらいたいし、あとそれでこう日本語のラップっていうものも存在も知ってほしい。うん。
That's great. Well, thank you very much. This was so great. 本当にありがとうございます。